making it very clear that the intention here was a standstill, not positive acts. And the standstill was to include the discontinuance of construction, discontinuance of shipping, discontinuance of quarantine for 48, we'd have to agree how to do that in 48 hours. After that, we'd negotiate a final settlement which would relate to the withdrawal of the weapons or the inoperability of weapons already inoperable. I would think inoperable becomes meaningless because during the long-term negotiations we're concerned with the withdrawal of the weapons.
I don't agree with that, Mr. President. I feel very strongly about it, but I think that the real crux of this matter is the fact that he's got these pointed, for all you know, right now at our hearts, and this is going to produce, I think it may produce, a situation when we get to Berlin after the election that changes the entire balance of the world power, puts us under a very great handicap to carry out our obligations to our, not only to our Western European allies, but to the hemisphere. And I think that we've got the momentum now. We've got the feeling that these things are serious and that they must be, that threat must be removed before we can drop the quarantine. If we drop that quarantine once, we're never going to be able to put it in effect again. And I feel that we must say that the quarantine goes on until we are satisfied that these are inoperable.
Well, now the quarantine itself won't remove the weapons. So you've only got two ways of removing the weapons. One is to negotiate them out, or in other words, trade them out, or the other is to go in and take them out. I don't see any other way you're going to get the weapons out.
I say that we have to send inspections down here to see what stage they are.
That's right.
I feel that if we lose that, but this is the security of the United States. I believe the strategic situation has greatly changed with the presence of these weapons in Cuba.
That's right. The only thing that I'm saying is that we're not going to get them out with the quarantine. I'm not saying we should lift the quarantine or what we should do about the quarantine, but we have to all now realize that we're not going to get them out. We're either going to trade them out.